Hi, Journal. It's September 9, 2022. I'm here with another entry, so I can tell you one good thing that happened to me today. So here is my daily log in an effort to see the good in my life and put out some good vibes along the way. There are a couple good things that happened today, but the one that I feel most strongly about happened at work yesterday and today. So I've been planning to go on this vacation for about 2 months. At the very least, this has been in the works for 1 month, but it's been more around two. And I had asked my boss for a PTO approval. So just to get some time off. And I did this a while back, but little did either of us know that some unfortunate chips would fall at some unfortunate timing. Apparently, in about a week from now, both full-time employees in another department would be leaving. And this is the department where I've kind of been covering sporadically, in and out. So I do have some sort of background, like familiarity, I would say, in that department. But they have hired a very experienced director and a pretty experienced coordinator in there, and I was removed from needing to help. And that's okay. This was something that my boss felt very strongly about because I was constantly pulled to go help there, and all the tasks were very time intensive, and that took me away from my home department. And I was in agreement with that because I do like learning, experiencing new things, and that department was interesting because it was a lot of new ideas and processes and stuff like that, new systems where I could learn, and just the idea and process of learning was nice. But it wasn't like something that I wanted to do full time, so I was okay with not working there full time. And then if there were residual tasks or, you know, non-super important items that I could help with, like helping sporadically, totally fine with that. But again, both of those people that got hired are now, a week from now, about to leave. So they put in their notice also around a month ago to, you know, without us knowing. So it was just kind of like a them issue because obviously we're different departments now. And that means that area is just going to be out of luck. And then I just recently have come back from another medical leave. So that medical leave was out of my control. Like, I didn't plan to. Anyway, so about going on this vacation next week, my boss is a little upset with all of that context, and you know what? I felt really bad about it, and not because that I was actually leaving, but, or, you know, I didn't feel bad for wanting to leave or just deciding to leave anyway, despite all the circumstances. I was upset, because I just really felt like my boss was disappointed in me, and I don't want her to be disappointed in me. I really respect her. I really like working with her. So, you know, having my reputation take a hit from someone that I enjoy working with and respect, was upsetting to me because all of that was out of my control. And the vacation is non-negotiable for me because this involves a lot of planning for my friends and myself. It's three people. One of them is a resident, and, you know, needs to take time off. Like, that request needs to be put in way, way in advance. And my other friend just started a new job, and she was, or had already asked for time off soon into, you know, starting that job, and that's not a good look. And then we booked a lot of activities, we booked Airbnbs, like other lodgings, and it's next week. Like, it's not gonna, canceling is not an option, I don't think, unless, if it comes down to it, like, would she or the company be willing to compensate? No, I don't think so. So that's pretty set in stone, because it had been approved, like, way before any of the context of the upsetness happened. And again, like, I also, like, separately, I don't feel bad about leaving, because with the improvements that the other two had instituted in that department, I don't believe I am a suitable candidate to cover anything anymore, even if I didn't have a vacation planned. Like, you know, I'm sure she's worried that, from a manager point of view, that, you know, if a regulatory survey would come and, you know, ask questions, like, no one would be able to facilitate those questions. And, you know, someone who is even vaguely familiar with that department would be the best candidate to do that, and that apparently would be me. But with everything that's changed since those two new people have become onboarded, took a look at the current state and said, like, X, Y, and Z is not working, we're going to, you know, scrap everything, and then, well, not maybe not everything, but, like, scrap a lot and go back to the drawing board, make new processes, and then go from there. The processes that I learned that have been proven to be either incorrect or wrong or incomplete is just no longer relevant anymore. It's not up-to-date information. Like, for example, the easiest thing to conceptualize is that there used to be a lot of physical paper files. Like, each person that was processed in that department had a physical paper file. It was huge, thick, very cumbersome, very, not very unorganized, but just not conducive to making the department a success, in so many words. And so, you know, they really felt like they needed to digitize everything, basically scan everything into the computer and then put it somewhere. But, you know, now that they've scanned it in, they've shredded the originals because it's been digitized, quote unquote, and then they've shoved it somewhere, and I don't know where that new thing is. So just literally, if there was a data request or information request on a particular person, I don't know where anything is. Just even basics. Nada. Like, I'm just not suitable for any of that anymore. And honestly, like, even without the work stuff, I've known my friends for 11 years, and knowing all the sacrifices / potential kerfuffles that they've made to for us to go on this trip, I'm not going to be canceling on them, honestly. I'm not going to jeopardize that long-standing friendship like that. That's just, I've known them for 11 years, and I've worked here for 3. Like, it's an even money thing, not counting the money thing. That's just not going to be in the books. Like, it's not my fault that the management of that department, you know, the upper level management, has not, I don't want to say managed it correctly, but, you know, put in place people who are going to cover that department, you know, make a smooth transition or stuff like that, or even retain the employees with the knowledge base, you know. And as some, like, it would be as if they were hiring someone new to go in there, going in blind. Like, it's equivalent at this point. So, you know, I am going on this trip. But I felt bad that my boss might think less of me, be disappointed in me for things that was basically like quote-unquote letting the team down, for leaving anyways, despite all of the context. And, you know, that made me feel bad because I don't want her to be disappointed in me or think less of me, or like, honestly, just not letting my work ethic, and my willingness to be a team player for 3 years to be, you know, diminished by, like, the one act of going on vacation when I can't realistically contribute to the team in the way that she might want, just because surveyors are gonna come and survey the department. So I really needed to talk to my boss today about all of that, just my feelings about our relationship, like her and my relationship, not even about the work, because I want us to be good. Like, I don't want to leave for about a week and then come back to, like, a destroyed relationship or something like that. I didn't want it to fester for a week. And then I also needed to set her expectations on, you know, when I come back, whether or not I went anyway, those expectations would just never have been met in the first place. So I needed to let her know, like, how I feel about the department and taper those expectations to something that's more realistic if they do end up shoving me to cover. And, you know, those were my two goals. So I really just had to muster up my courage to just go talk to her. And let me tell you, I am confrontation averse. Like, I don't like it. It's nerve-wracking. But I really had to, because, you know, her and my relationship were on the line, and it's, you know, if she didn't agree to it and she's like, absolutely not, you can't go, you know, my relationship with my friends that I've known for 11 years is on the other line. So I just really needed to do it. And even though I talked to her, and even though I don't think I got everything I wanted to tell her across, I don't think I, you know, conveyed the depth of my feelings, I think she got the gist. You know, she's not ununderstanding, and that's why she feels, you know, a lot of anxiety in the first place, because she does have a lot of, like, holistic understanding of the context, and she's just trying to make things work, and I get that type of stress and desperation, because she is managing, like, 10 different things at once, and I, again, I really like and respect my boss, so I understand where she's coming from. But, you know, it's not about that right now. It's about, you know, my desire to keep her and my relationship okay, as well as let her know that, you know, she's trying to make things work, and I get it, but, you know, if the way it's gonna work is me going in there, like, it's not really going to work. Like, they need to have a long-term plan. And I told her specifically about feeling bad about her possibly thinking that I let the team down, and she said that she would never think that way, so that's encouraging. And even though I know she is still upset that I'm leaving anyway, I feel better about just putting it in the open and then talking to her about it. And if she feels bad still, unfortunately, that is another factor that is out of my hands in this situation. And then, again, I told her about my feelings about going to the other department and really not being able to be of tangible, practical help on a larger scale, any longer. Like, I can do residual paperwork that hasn't really changed between transitioning, you know, like, basically doing meetings and stuff like that, but, like, the credentialing stuff, like, it's over. I mean, yeah, so hopefully if I do end up needing to go and cover some aspects of the department, it's stuff that I can handle and that I do have a grasp on, and that the expectations or, you know, their hope that I can do a good job there in the department on the whole can be tapered a little bit to something more reasonable instead of just saying, yeah, I don't know. Thank you. This is a rant, almost. But the good thing is that I talked to my boss about my feelings. But overall, this was a rant, a very contextual rant. But yeah, thanks for listening. And talk to you next time.